Once again, I have meteorologist Martin Babigan to talk about weather and these extreme heat conditions that we have been having as well. Martin, thanks for your time again this morning.
Thank you very much, Sean. Thank you very much.
Well, we've certainly come through some extreme heat conditions recently, and these fire weather brings much challenges to us, particularly in the Hunter region. Describe the Hunter region's challenges.
See, what happens with the fire weather challenges, because of the complexity of the atmosphere process, it's impossible to take into account every scale of motion in the atmosphere, especially with the fire, with instability, fire, heat. It's rare that a forecast can be made with absolute certainty. There's no such thing. The forecast is always a statement of the most probable outcome based on available on computer models that's given to us. So the weather is a complicated combination of factors, knowing if each of these factors present produces these extreme weather conditions. What I'm looking at, the most important thing, I'm trying to virtually bring this to the attention of the government or to a Bureau of Meteorology, especially area where they're close to the mountains, tops, ranges, Barrington tops. And Barrington area, the Gloucester area, is included into the coastal weather forecast. And I should not be included in the coastal weather forecast. I should be included into the special forecast related to the mountain peaks, Barrington and Point Lookout and Gloucester. That's the weather, how it's going to be different. And at the same time, Hunter District is one of the most complex environments you could ever imagine, because Hunter District separates the northern and central tablelands with Liverpool ranges forming a narrow link between the two tablelands. And the most complex issues, again, the coastal line, it's straight few major indications at coastal line. The Stockton Bight, north of Newcastle, is one of the most unique example, extending easterlies from the coast against the normal northeasterly structure of the coastal area. Coastal area extending northeast, and the Stockton Bight extends to the east. So what do you expect? All the complexity of the weather pattern is developing within that region. So what I'm trying to say, the weather is becoming a very complex environment, but weather forecasting for extreme weather behavior is very important. Majority of the fire are type 1. Due to the low intensity, seldom exceeds 1,000 British thermal units per second. What's British thermal units per second? It means each one British thermal unit, BTU, is equivalent to 1,055 joules. That's what our normal fire, and we know exactly how to handle it. By contrast, the fire type 2 is high intensity, usually larger and very destructive. It will develop blob situation. This type of fire sometimes appears suddenly, and a small fire and suddenly explodes. The intensity of type 2 fire can reach 20 to 30,000 BTU per foot per second on the fire front. 30,000 BTU per foot is exactly the same amount of energy, explosive energy, as nuclear bomb hit on Hiroshima. Now imagine, people know this type of extreme fire behavior type 2, when the Bureau puts extreme fire behavior, people will know how to take action, and they know how to virtually live in advance and so on. That's the reason I would like to bring to the attention of the community. Yes, when they say extreme fire behavior is 20 to 30,000 BTU per foot per second, it's highly explosive, highly dangerous. Next thing is, I'll give you a forecast for Gloucester and for Hunter region, and then just developed a weather pattern. Looking at the weather for Gloucester, looking for week one, from the 14th of February, Tuesday, till 20th of February, Monday. Looking at this week, looking at Tuesday, I'm expecting some rain showers, and then about 5 millimeters possibility on the coastal fringe coast area, most likely might extend to Gloucester at this stage. And then the maximum temperature, 26. On Wednesday, a few clouds, east-northeasterly winds, maximum temperature, 29. On Thursday, sunny, maximum start increasing to 33. Because there's a cold front approaching us on weekend, that cold front might reach Gloucester region about on late Friday or Saturday. So on Friday, mostly sunny, the temperature might increase to 33 degrees. on Saturday, some light showers, and there's occasional, most likely there's a thunderstorm activity with the frontal system passing through, maximum temperature 31. And Sunday, showers, possible thunderstorms, maximum temperature 22. And on Monday, showers, maximum temperature 27. Looking at, if I say on Tuesday, the showers 5 millimeters. On Sunday, showers about 3.6 millimeters. And that's what I'm expecting. Now, with the soil temperature, it's about 21%. Soil moisture 21%, soil temperature 25 degrees Celsius for week one. Week two, looking at the 21st of February, partly sunny, maximum temperature 29. On Wednesday, rain, expecting some rain there, maximum temperature 29. And then on Thursday, a few cloud, maximum temperature 32. On Friday, a few cloud, maximum temperature 32. On Saturday, 25th, rain, maximum 33. On Sunday, 26th, rain, maximum temperature 30. You can see the second week, there's no weather patterns, no heat waves, nothing, just normal temperatures. And rain events taking 3 days of rain. And week two, Wednesday, 6 millimeters. Saturday, possibility 9 millimeters. Sunday, possibility 9 millimeters. So there is good rain events taking place on week two. And then soil moisture has dropped to about 16 degrees and soil temperature about 24 degrees for week two. And looking at Hunter Valley, weather is slightly a bit different because, as I was mentioning, how the valley is connected with the ranges and then how Central Tableland, Liverpool ranges are forming a narrow pattern into the valley itself. So it means when that frontal system approaching us in the Hunter Valley, I reckon that we're going to have hot conditions developing in Hunter Valley in 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So weather forecast, starting Tuesday, possible showers, and then the maximum temperature 28, relative humidity 47%, and then rain, I'm saying about 4 millimeters, soil moisture 17%, soil temperature 22 degrees. This is the day one. Soil temperature 22, soil moisture 17, and so on. On Wednesday, a few clouds. No humidity dropping from 47 to 31%. On Thursday, hot, sunny, maximum temperature climbing to 38 degrees, minimum temperature 16, humidity about 26%. On Friday, hot and partly cloudy, maximum temperature reaching 39 degrees, minimum 18. On Saturday, hot, possible thunderstorms. Possible thunderstorms, a probability, with maximum temperature reaching nearly 41 degrees on Saturday. Very hot conditions. And then minimum temperature 22 degrees. Relative humidity 25%, dropped from 47 on beginning of the week to 25% on Saturday. Soil moisture is going to be 17%, soil temperature 27 degrees. On Sunday, showers, maximum drops to 26 degrees after the change passed through, and then winds are going to be changing to southerlies on Sunday with humidity 23%, 3.6 millimeters of rain with that situation, but there's a possibility of some showers developing later on at nighttime. On Monday, there's going to be a few clouds, humidity 18%, maximum temperature 26 degrees. Week two, looking at week two, partly sunny for Tuesday 21st, maximum 30, and on Wednesday, rain, about 5 millimeters, maximum 30. On Thursday, a few clouds, maximum 32. On Friday, a few clouds, maximum 34. On Saturday, rain, maximum 34, about 8.9 millimeters or 9 millimeters. On Sunday, rain, chance of 9 millimeters of rain. Soil moisture is going to be about 22 degrees. Soil moisture is 12 degrees. Soil temperature 24 degrees. That's how the weather patterns emerging for the next 2 weeks at Hunter Valley. And then the only thing Hunter Valley is that the frontal system will be dragging northwesterly winds, heat wave into the valley itself. That's the reason temperature is going to be rising on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 16th, 17th, 18th of February. Thank you very much.
Martin, thank you so much for this excellent weather analysis. And for more information, go to our website, go to bucketsradio.com.au/weather.